Hey, it's Foxy. Just have a few things on my mind. It's been bothering me for maybe a good hour or so. I was watching this documentary about Emmett Till, and it really touched me because still to this day, his family still has not received the justice that they deserve. Not only that they deserve, Emmett Till deserves, you know, and not only was I just watching that documentary, but I was watching, you know, the 60th anniversary, and also about how I forget the woman. I think her name is Carol Bryant. I'm not mistaken. Maybe I'm wrong, but I know her last name is Bryant for sure. Miss Bryant, she admitted to fabricating the story that Emmett Till. Whatever, she just fabricated the story. That's all I'm just gonna say. And it bothers me because this woman is alive still to this day, and I feel like she should get some type of consequences. At least if she should go to jail for the rest of her living life. We know that the other man that was involved died of cancer, and she also has lost sons, you know. But I think that's still not enough. That is still not enough. She needs to go to jail for the rest of her living life. That's just my opinion. Maybe, like I said, I'm being a little harsh, but I don't. I this is how I feel. I feel like she needs to go to jail for the rest of her living life for causing such commotion. It's not only just in Mississippi, but she caused commotion. You know, that woman does not deserve to be walking scot-free, especially because she's sitting here admitting that she. Did this? She fabricated a story so these men could go out and snatch this 14-year-old boy, not a man, a boy, out of his home in the middle of the night. And they claimed they were just gonna rough him up and return him home, but they didn't. He came from Chicago, so I guess things down there was much different than Mississippi. And I was watching some short film. I mean, I guess the directors tried to do as best as they could. And in the movie, they showed that they were very upset because Emmett, they claimed that Emmett said, they claim Emmett thought that he was better than them. And it wasn't that he thought that he was better than them. He was raised in a different area, and that's not how they got down, you know. And in Chicago, I'm guessing, this is what I'm guessing. In Chicago, they do things differently. I'm 25 years old. I don't know much about how they do things. But all I know is that I don't know, this story really touched me because, again, like I said, that this woman admitted to fabricating the story and she needs to be jailed. I feel like she needs to be prosecuted and she needs to be trialed and she needs to reap the punishment, period. She does not deserve to walk scot-free, period. Just like I feel like George Zimmerman does not deserve. That's another story we're not going to touch on. I'm more so, I'm very pissed. I'm very pissed because it's scary. I'm black. I have a black daughter, you know. And not even our daughters, our children. It goes to say our children is not safe in this world. Even though this happened over 60 years ago. But still, you know. Excuse my language, it's fucked up. It's fucked up. And it's not right. Still to this day, it happens that a white man could come up and kill us and he would be not guilty. He'll be clean. He'll be child. He'll be not guilty. Wow, if we did something as minor as something stupid and minor. Like, I saw some woman, maybe a good 2 years ago, some woman, she couldn't afford, she didn't have, she was a single mother. She couldn't afford a babysitter because she had no, you know, she had to go on an interview. She didn't have no job, obviously. She left her child in the car and they jailed her. I keep saying jailed, but they arrested her and they put her in jail and they took her children away. Mind you, if that was a, you know, that was a black woman, but if it was a white woman, everything would have been done much differently. It's scary. Scary. I don't know what. This world is going to, you know, hold for our children, our black children, I would say. A lot of people call me racist for the way I feel. I feel very strongly about this black movement. It's really disgusting, even still to this day. And then we have a president like Donald Trump who just promotes this type of shit. Basically, that's what he does. You know, I really feel very strongly about blacks, and I'm all for my people. I'm so all for my people, meaning, like, I do not want my daughter with a black man. I sound racist. Let me call this. But I do not want my daughter with someone who does not understand or who cannot relate our struggle. I feel like white people cannot. I'm sorry. Call me wrong. Call me racist. Call me whatever you want. I've proven fact. They do not. They cannot relate to our struggle. It's just so many ways. Not even just our ancestors, just even still to this day, they don't have to worry about the certain things that we have to worry about on the daily. You know what I'm saying? Look, we get pulled over and we have to say yes ma'am, no ma'am, yes sir, no sir, and have our hands on the steering wheels or even in the air just to protect our life, because we even go to reach in our pocket for our wallet, phone, or whatever, we get shot, killed, you know. So even that Sandra Bland situation, you know what I'm saying? They killed that woman. In cold blood, they killed that woman. Even women aren't safe. So it goes to say that I do not want my daughter. That goes, and it makes me feel like my daughter does not belong with a white man. Call me racist, but it's how I feel. They do not understand our struggle. Back to this Emmett Till situation. It bothers me because it's really sad, because he still to this day has not received his justice. And it was in plain clearance. And then what made me kind of fucked up inside was this. Years after they confessed to it. I mean, we understand that they was what called a double jeopardy, meaning that they couldn't be tried for the same thing once, you know, twice. But they confessed to it. They confessed to killing this boy. The woman confessed to fabricating this story. She needs to be jailed. I'm sorry. But, you know, white privilege, that would never happen. It would never happen. It bothered me. It bothers me. I can't even sleep. My daughter's sleeping and I can't sleep. I mean, this type of stuff happens every day. It happens every day to the minorities, at least. I don't want to just say blacks, because I would like to say the minorities. You know what pisses me off too? When we're, you know, I know black people experience this, that white people like to lock their doors, lock their car doors, and clench onto their purses and walk off fast when they see a black person. But in reality, what the fuck are you scared of? We should be scared of you. We should be scared of you. You walking around locking your car doors like we should be scared of you. Deadass. We should be scared of you. Not only did you come to Africa. Now, I mean, I don't want to say you, but your ancestors came to Africa. Kidnapped us. Okay? Killed us. Raped us. Did whatever they fucking wanted to us. They sold us like we was property. Told us away from our family. Just so much stuff that our ancestors endured and so much pain. I'm so pissed because, you know, my mother is from Africa. My mother was born in Nigeria. Like, I'm fresh from, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm really African, you feel me? So, it pisses me off to this day that white people be acting like walking around scared of us. We should be scared of you. You could shoot us and get all scot-free. You could sit here and shoot us and our children and get all scot-free. All you gotta say is, oh, well, I thought this or I thought that. And they'll run with that. And you'll be not guilty. So fucked up. That's why I do not want... I'm sorry. Again, that goes back to what I said. I don't want my daughter with no white man. I don't even want her to have white friends. You know what I'm saying? Because they are not to be trusted. Like I said, call me racist, but I feel like white people are not to be trusted. Just look at that type of power they have. Okay, it's just so fucked up, the world we live in. Scary that I even think like this. I used to, when I was maybe young, a long time ago, and I was in school, and my teacher, I had a teacher, you know, and we, you know, she told this boy, I can never forget this, his name was Richard. She told Richard, no, my bad, was it Richard? Yes, it was. His name was Richard. She told Richard to sit next to me. He said he did not want to sit next to me. And she asked him, why don't you want to sit next to her? He said, because she's a nigga. I'm young. I didn't know what a nigga was. So I went home and I asked my father. So, Daddy, what's a nigga? He said, what? So what's a nigga? Because Richard said he didn't want to sit next to me because I was a nigga. What's a nigga? My father did not want to tell me, but growing up, I see. I know what it is now. That's what they call us. Very insulting. Very insulting to say, even the definition of nigger means an ignorant, meaning an uneducated person. That's how they looked at us, like we were uneducated. But little did they know, we was very educated. They were the uneducated ones. It just really goes to say, you know, it's just sad. It's just sad. And I don't know. It's just, I don't know. It's just really sad. And things like this bother me. It bothers me, really, but it bothers me because, like I said, we still live in a world to now where somebody like, you know, George Zimmerman could walk up and the police tells him, oh, yeah, leave the boy alone. And he still goes and kills the boy in cold blood and they all evidence and he's still not guilty. I don't understand how that happened, but it happened. Even Sean Bell, you know, Chandra Bland, all these shit. It's just really fucked up. Like, that's why black people need to wake up. They need to wake up. And they need to stop hating each other. Because that's what they're banking off of. They're banking off of this. It makes them feel good that we hate each other. That we're not united. That we're not as strong. That the link is broken. That all it takes is one weak black person to sell us all out. Honestly, if we want to get real down and dirty, black people never liked each other. We never did. We never liked each other. Because how the fuck you think we got on that boat in the first place? How the fuck you think they found us? First of all, Africa is not just one of them continents where you could just get up on the water and be like, oh, hey, look, it's just a beautiful land full of niggas. No. You have to know the tribes. You have to know the ins and the motherfucking outs. And who else would know the ins and the outs? Another black person. So I can't even get mad. We hate each other from the jump, from the gate. And they banked on that. They banked on that. You feel me? They banked on that. They banked on us hating each other. So they was like, well, fuck it. They hate each other anyway. Might as well just, ugh. You know what I'm saying? They banked on that. They bank on our weak. And it still is, but we still don't like each other. We hate each other. I don't understand. That's why black people need to wake up. We need to mend that broken chain, that broken link, and get stronger. Because look at the world. We have Donald Trump as president. Look at the world we're living in. You know what I'm saying? The world we're living in is cold. It is getting nothing but colder. It's sad. It is scary. I'm scared for my child. I'm scared. That's why I'm busting my ass to make sure my child has everything that she fucking needs. You know what I'm saying? Black people need to reunite. We need to reunite. We need to be as strong as Latinos because they're very united. And I love that about them. It's really sad. It's really sad that boy died. without his justice. A lot of our black children, black men, they die without justice, and it's really fucked up to say. Really fucked up to say. So, that goes to say that, that goes to show the type of world we're in. Like I said, black people, we never liked each other. We're so busy hating each other, and the white people love it. They fucking love it. They fucking love that we hate each other, because it gives them more, like, a wealth. They don't even like each other. Why the, you know what I'm saying? Why the fuck should we? You know, and they broke us. They fucking broke us. They broke our mentality. They broke us. They broke us. That's why, even still to this day, there's a competition, even with light-skinned men, light-skinned women. Dark-skinned women, dark-skinned men. You know what I'm saying? It's like a competition, because that's how they broke us back in the day. They had us feeling like... they had us feeling like light-skinned was better than dark-skinned. You know what I'm saying? And it's sad, because a lot of, you know, that's how it goes. They feel like a lot of light-skinned females, like, I grew up, I'm dark-skinned. I'm a dark-skinned female. And I grew up with very low self-esteem because of thinking that because I was dark-skinned, I was ugly. I just now came to terms with me, meaning I used to... how can you say? I used to hide myself. I used to hide the fact that I was African. I was Nigerian. You know what I'm saying? I have kinky hair. I have very kinky hair. So I used to always wear weave, perm it, do whatever I can so I didn't have to see that the real me. You know? That's the young me. That's how I used to think. But now, growing up, I think, you know, I love me. I don't wear makeup. I don't even wear weave. The most essentials I wear is twists. And I love my nappy hair. I am happy to be nappy. It took me a very long time to be very satisfied and comfortable with myself. It took very long years of... I had to appreciate myself. I used to hide that I was African. Now, I tell everybody that I'm Nigerian goddess. You know what I'm saying? I embrace it. Very much embrace it. I love it. I fucking love it. Like I said, growing up, I had a lot of people tell me because I was dark skinned, I was ugly. I got teased. You know what I'm saying? And it's so funny now, the people that tease me kind of look trashy now. That's neither here nor there. Let's not go to that topic, okay? It's just really sad. It's just sad to see the world we're living in. And I just wish that our black people was more united. We need to be as tight as black people were when he was building Black Wall Street. You know, they were very, white people just, they hate us. I'm sorry. That's why they be fixing their fucking, breaking their face down and breaking them and putting all this fucking, what do you call that, silicone themselves just to look like us, you know. Like, they know they want to be like us so bad, and it kills them. They break their face down. Construct a whole nother fucking look just to look like us, like the big lips and the big breasts and the big ass and all of this shit. I feel like the black women who do all that construction to themselves, they don't love themselves. Self-hatred within themselves. There's something within themselves that they're not happy with, so they feel like that they have to make themselves look different. Like Little Kim, I'm sorry, putting out there, she's a great artist when she was in her prime, but she hates herself. She hates herself because she was such a beautiful, dark-skinned woman. Now, look, she done broke. She's a whole other person. We don't even know. I don't even want to call her Little Kim. We don't know who the fuck she is. You know what I'm saying? She don't look like the same person. Shit. It's a whole bunch of people out here that did so much damage to themselves. And, oh, Jesus Christ. Like, I don't know. Black people need to get it together. Because the end is coming soon. And they need to get with it or get lost. Because the way that this life is, this world is going to turn out, I'm scared. I'm scared. I'm scared for me. scared for my husband because he's a black man. I'm scared for my daughter because she's going to be a black woman. It's really scary the world we live in. It's not cool. I just don't understand why I'm just gonna leave it at that. Thank you for, you know, listening, giving whoever's listening, getting a listen on how I feel, because I just needed to get it off my chest. Whatever 20 minutes is some change, it's about to be 21 minutes on. I just needed to let this off my chest before I relax for the night. Well, you guys have a good night, whoever's listening. And please leave comments or whatever the case may be. Let me know how you feel. And I would greatly, no problem, reply. You guys have a great night. And, you know, enjoy the rest of your night.